Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Money is on the way to improve healthcare access and wellness in rural parts of Tennessee. At least 53 projects in 44 counties will receive federal funding through the Rural Health Transformation Program. This is the first round of awards. Tennessee has pulled in $206 million so far. Projects include upgrades to parks and trails, playground access, wellness centers, and more, all with the goal of improving health outcomes for children, mothers, and older adults. However, this program has a lot of critics nationwide. The Trump administration created the fund amid blowback to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which made massive cuts to health spending. Opponents say this funding won't offset that damage. Don't you hate it when you go to buy a concert ticket and the price suddenly jumps because of mysterious additional fees? A new paper from Vanderbilt shows those fees and price markups from online scalpers cost ticket buyers $11 billion a year. Arts and culture reporter Justin Barney tells us more.
Ticket gouging is not new. It happened in the 1800s when scalpers bought tickets to Charles Dickens' book tour and then resold them for 10 times the price. The difference now is technology. Scalpers create algorithms and bots that can buy thousands of tickets in an instant and then resell them all at a higher price. And there is no limit on the fees that can be added on. Additionally, a federal jury recently determined that Ticketmaster is a monopoly, a ruling that they are appealing. So if ticket buyers want to avoid fees, which are often hidden, inescapable, and tacked on at the last moment, they have nowhere else to go. So they bite the bullet and buy the ticket, leading to huge profits for these companies. But it doesn't have to be this way. The paper suggests a law banning online ticket brokers and capping processing fees at 10%. Some states have already taken steps in this direction. The paper calls on states like Tennessee to do the same. For National Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.